بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إذا رأى أحدكم رؤيا يحبها فإنما هي من الله تعالى، فليحمد الله تعالى عليها وليحدث بها، وفي رواية: فلا يحدث بها إلا من يحب، وإذا رأى غير ذلك مما يكره فإنما هي من الشيطان، فليستعذ من شرها ولا يذكرها لأحد فإنها لا تضره. متفق عليه. This hadith, we began the discussion yesterday. There are two parts. Basically, the first part, we completed most of it. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when any one of you has to see a dream that he prefers or that he likes, in other words, a good dream, then know and understand that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned and we emphasized yesterday, anything that pleases you, any ni'mat, any bounty which Allah ta'ala has given you, make this a part of your life. فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَيْهَا. Say Alhamdulillah. This is what will perpetuate Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat and bounty upon you, because this is how you are expressing your shukr and your gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. Because a good dream, in reality, based on the earlier ahadith, is mubashirat. It is a glad tiding for a believer. It serves as a motivation to enhance his character and increase his hope in Allah Ta'ala. So praise Allah Ta'ala, say Alhamdulillah. Second important injunction, human nature, we like to tell others about any goodness that we got, any way we benefited, our wealth increased, child qualified somewhere, we managed to get something that we wanted. Naturally, we want to make tahdith min ni'mah. We want to talk to people about what we have achieved or received. Here the caution Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives, فَلَا يُحَدِّثْ بِهَا إِلَّا مَنْ يُحِبْ. Only tell or reveal this goodness to someone whom you love. Mentioned yesterday, just to reiterate, this is in Nas, in Quran we find this. Yusuf alayhi salam sees a great dream. What does his father tell him? Ya bunayya la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. Oh my beloved son, don't mention this dream of yours to your brothers. Why? Fayakidu laka kayda. They will plot against you. In other words, by you revealing this bounty which Allah Ta'ala has given you, at times it can become a source of harm or impediment to you if you're not careful. This we discussed some time back. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ista'inu ala umurikum bil kitman, fa inna sahib al ni'mati mahsud." Seek the help of Allah Ta'ala over your affairs by concealment. Don't become a walking advertising board for any goodness that Allah Ta'ala has given you. Today, unfortunately, another bimari that has developed is with the social status on one's cell phone. Sometimes somebody went for a holiday to some 5-star destination, so every day he wants to post an update on where he is. Now your social status is being shared by people, may you hib. Some people love you. They have your goodness at heart. They'll make dua for you. They'll be happy that you have got some blessing. On the other hand, there are a lot of people who don't love you, who've got a problem with you, who will get hurt, who get affected if you are benefiting in any way. And what will happen is hasad, hatred, etc. So we need to be intelligent about how we do things. Don't, like I said, become a walking advertising board. Ista'inu ala umurikum bil kitman. Conceal the blessing which Allah Ta'ala has given you. فَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ النِّعْمَةِ مَقْسُودِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sometimes when a person is blessed, he becomes a target of jealousy. And Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, jealousy is such a dangerous thing, that in Surah Nas, we are told, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, min sharri hasidin idha hasad, that Allah must protect you from the jealous person when he becomes jealous. So al-aynu haq, the eye, what you call buri nigah, the bad eye, that is a reality. Hasad is a reality. Hatred is a reality. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, don't reveal this dream to except to someone whom you love. Love means someone who has your interest at heart. Because we find that in hadith in Tirmizi Sharif it is mentioned that a dream remains suspended until it is interpreted. Once it is interpreted, it will manifest itself according to the interpretation. So, if you tell your dream to somebody who doesn't have your goodness at heart, and that person gives it a bad interpretation on purpose, out of jealousy, out of hatred, then you have created a problem for yourself, because in the light of this hadith, the dream will manifest itself according to the interpretation. Second part of the hadith, the white T cross that's parked outside the wuzukhana, the upstairs parking that's causing an obstruction, please remove the car. وَإِذَا رَأَى غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا يَكْرَهُ. Rasulullah ﷺ said that sometimes a person sees a dream that he does not like. In other words, a nightmare, sees a dream where he's seeing himself in some problem, in some musibat, some calamity is about to happen. Allah protect us. مِمَّا يَكْرَهُ, something that he dislikes. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. First type of dream, the one that he likes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it is from Allah. This type of dream, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, هِيَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, this is from Shaitan. An evil dream should be attributed to Shaitan. Generally, nightmare, evil dreams, etc., this is due to the negative whisperings of Shaitan. And generally, within a person, it leads to perplexity, confusion. And these are things which please Shaitan. Evil thoughts, despondence, disillusionment in gaining Allah Ta'ala's closeness. So, all these things are things that make Shaitan happy. Where a person loses hope in Allah's mercy, he becomes very despondent, starts suffering from mental depression. A lot of us, mental depression is something which is very, very dangerous, and more often than not, we are our own worst enemy. So we need to be very careful about things like that. Don't easily incline or lean towards negativity. Be positive in your endeavor. Be positive in your manner. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, okay, you saw a bad dream. In it some terrible thing is forecast, is going to happen. So don't lose hope. What must you do? إِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He said it is from Shaitan. فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ مِنْ شَرِّهَا. Seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from the evil of that dream. In other words, say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Ask Allah Ta'ala to protect you. And the second thing which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't mention the dream. فَلْيَذْكُرْهَا وَلَا يَذْكُرْهَا لِأَحَدْ. Don't talk about a bad dream that you got. Don't reveal it to anybody else. لَا يَذْكُرْهَا لِأَحَدْ فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَضُرُّهُ. Because then it won't harm you. So this is a defense or a protective mechanism which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us. You saw a bad dream, it's whisperings of shaitan, don't become despondent, don't lose hope. Seek Allah ta'ala's protection from such a dream. And very, very important, لا يذكرها لأحد فإنها لا تضره. Do not mention it to anyone, then it won't harm you. In fact, Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah and other scholars have mentioned one hadith that إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُمْ فِي مَنَامِهِ مَا يَكْرَهُ. If anyone sees a dream which he dislikes, فَلْيَقُلْ إِذَا اسْتَيْقَدْ. When he wakes up, let him say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, I seek protection in Allah. Bima aadat bihi malaikatullahi wa rusulihi. From all those things that Allah's malaika and messengers sought protection from. Min sharri ru'yaya. From the evil of this dream that I have seen. Hadihi. An yusibani fiha ma akrahuhu. That I see. What are you asking Allah to protect you? That Ya Allah protect me. That any harm of this dream which I dislike should express itself fi dini wa dunyaya, either in my deen or in my religion. A lot of us don't realize that when we ask Allah Ta'ala's protection, don't only ask protection from worldly afat and musibat, from worldly trials, tests and tribulations. A lot of times a worldly test and tribulation is something that takes us closer to Allah Ta'ala. And it's in fact a means of cleansing us, wiping away our sins. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَىٰ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ. Bala, musibat, calamity will continually afflict a believer. So far as his body is concerned, so far as his wealth is concerned, so far as his family is concerned, etc. حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيَةً. Why? So that when he meets Allah, there are no sins on him. So, yes, seek protection from Allah. Don't ask Allah to protect you from worldly musibat, calamity. But, very, very important, more dangerous than worldly musibat and calamity is a musibat and calamity that will affect your deen and iman. So when you ask Allah to protect you, more important, ask protection from that. Ya Allah, make hifazat of my iman, my deen. Ya Allah, don't let me lose the tawfiq of doing good deeds and amal, which you are blessing me with. That is why we find in this dua, which is according to Ibn Hajar Asqalani and others, it is marfu, is found in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm repeating the dua. A'udhu bi, that if anyone sees a negative dream when he wakes up, he should recite. A'udhu billah bima aadat bihi malaikatullahi wa rusulihi min sharri ru'yaya hadihi an yusibani fiha ma akrahuhu fi dini wa dunyaya. That Ya Allah, I ask you protection from whatever, from all those things that your malaika, your anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam asked you for protection, and particularly this negative dream that I've seen. Ya Allah, I am asking you for protection from any negativity in it, so far as my dunya is concerned and so far as my deen is concerned. Then, as we see in this hadith of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, la tadurruhu, the dream will not harm you. So you saw a nightmare, you saw something you dislike. We find this subject matter is found in other hadiths that remain in this chapter. So further, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the wazifa. Two things. First, he gave you tasalli. This is the hikmat, the beauty of the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Saw something you dislike. First, tasalli, he gave you comfort. He said, don't worry, it's from shaitan. So all automatically, person realizes this is from shaitan, so already half his dukh, his problem, his musibat is eased. And then he said that seek protection from Allah. Say, A'udhu Billah. Make dua to Allah, Allah protect you. La tadurruhu, don't harm you. As long as you don't mention the dream to anyone. La yadkurha li ahad. Once you mention it, as we see in the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, then it will manifest itself according to the interpretation that is given. Allah give us tawfiq.